to sit down and have somebody look at me and talk to me like a person and not just an illness. It helped me feel cared about and less alone, she says. After that, Stellar knew she wanted to have her own salon so she could help people feel the way she'd felt that day. Not long after finishing cosmetology school in 2009, she began what she now calls her Red Chair Project, reaching out to people on the streets. Part of what broke my heart was just how lonely people looked, she says. I thought maybe I'd go around and ask if people who want free haircuts. I can't fix their problems, but maybe I can help them feel less alone for a moment. Stellar listens to people's stories of loss, addiction, and struggle to get back on their feet. The attention apparently works. When she was cutting a woman's hair one day, someone drove by and yelled, "You look amazing!" The woman in the chair beamed. "I'm not invisible," she exclaimed. "I thought I was invisible. Look, people see me." Another man was on his way to a job interview at a pet supply store when he accepted Stellar's offer. When she followed up, she learned he didn't get the job, but he did get a landscaping job soon afterward. An offshoot of the Red Chair Project is the Stellar Kindness Project, in which people who commit acts of kindness, volunteering for hurricane relief, helping neighbors in need, are invited for a free makeover at Stellar's salon. In exchange, they tell their stories, which Stellar shares on her website. Her hope is that by reading about kind acts, others will be inspired to spread their own. "So far, it's working," she says. "I've had people reach out from around the country saying, 'I'm going to shelters and cutting hair.' Or I've driven by this woman for the past 2 years, and I've never stopped to say hi. Now I say hi to her every time I drive by." And it all began with a belief in a simple acts of kindness, such as a free haircut. "The way you show up in the world matters," says Stellar. "You have no idea what people are going to do with the kindness that you give to them."